This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live and direct. Oh, my goodness. There we go. Live and moving the microphone volume up. Scott Hammond at the Buffalo City Grill in beautiful Jamestown, North Dakota. Yes. Oh, that's where we're at today. Why are we here? We have some farmers and ranchers around the table. Now, I've been offering to go to any farm or ranch that'll have me all throughout North Dakota. And if you text me and invite me, I'm bringing the food. So I think it's a pretty good deal. But today, we actually brought farmers and ranchers in for a little breakfast. Yes, they opened up a little early here, the Buffalo City Grill, corner First Avenue North and First Street, First and First in Jamestown. You can't miss us. Exactly right. So looking forward to chatting with some of these folks coming up later this hour and also next hour. We have also our business roundtable. We do that every month. Got a great topic lined up for that. But we invite you, Sabir's Buffalo Grill. So most folks know the Buffalo Grill has a newer name now, Sabir's, as part of the fun. And Nick and his crew have taken very good care of us here today. So in the meantime, I want to get to the calls to find out what's on your mind. Thanks to Leon Francis yesterday for pinch hitting for me. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. And Todd is going to explain the new Twitter policy for us today. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Washington Post eating crow. That's kind of fun.
Oh, there you go.
But we're going to do a radio graffiti edition of What's on Your Mind between now and the bottom of the hour, which means if you have something to tell me, lay it on me. We're going to give you 1 minute uninterrupted, and we reserve the right to continue another minute to do a little follow-up. But otherwise, it's 1 minute and 1 minute only.
This is starting to sound like a presidential debate or something.
Well, here's the deal. How many people do we leave at the altar, Todd, at the end of the program each show?
And I don't know what you want to call leave at the altar, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I feel bad that we don't, you know, we get so close, but then, we don't get a chance to get everybody in.
Sure.
That's why we've added an after-the-show now. And the after-the-show is today, special guest Mike Lindell of MyPillow.
Oh.
So that's a good reason to continue to listen, and you can download that, listen to that on our social media, on our websites, whatever you like. So Mike Lindell today in the After the Show. So check that out. We call it leftovers. But that in leftovers are usually better than the real deal. Okay, so here's how you call us and do radio graffiti today. 800-228-0550. You're simply answering the question, what's on your mind? Name of the show. And we want to know, sincerely, what's on your mind. You call us at 800-228-0550. You text Todd or you text me, 701-367-2054. For me, 701-226-8503. First question, first answer, the question, what's on your mind, comes from a texter that says, what did you think of last night's Sioux game? I assume they're referring to the UND hockey team, previously known as the Sioux. But what I thought of it was, this is probably more information than you need to know, but I was jumping up and down in my underwear at the Everspring Inn in Bismarck when they won in overtime. That's how fired up I was.
Thanks for that visual. But
yes, okay. I'm sorry, but I'm just factually telling you it was a little weird. I was all by myself, and I'm jumping around so fired up. They win in overtime. They play tonight, St. Cloud State University. I listened to it last night on 7:10 a.m., the fan, Todd, thank you very much for that, right? And all the way at 7:10 a.m., the fan, isn't it? Is that what you call it?
Fox Sports 7:10.
Fox Sports 7:10.
We can't call it 7:10 the fan because CBS owns the copyright to the name of the fan outside of Minnesota.
Seriously. Who can own the copyright to two words in the English language, the fan? But anyway, that's a whole other show. Here's the deal.
Well,
they
maybe
won,
we could
and I was
it
excited.
If it was like a fan with little blades and it blew air. Maybe we could do it then. I don't know.
Here is the next text, what's on your mind. If there's anything more disgusting than a dried-up, wrinkled old has-been, never-was actress spouting half-truths in support of a failed cause, is there anything more disgusting than a dried-up, wrinkled, old, has-been-never-was actress spouting half-truths in support of a failed cause. Vietnam vets aren't fond of Jane. Get it? Get it? Got it. Aren't fond of Jane. Okay, I got it now.
Clever.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Clever.
Thank you for that. We like clever on this program. Scott, it sounds like you're losing the fire in your belly. What's a sense?
No way. Yeah. Not buying it.
No. Lots of people depend on you. That Tom DeWeiss, that wrote Agenda 21, has a new book out to defeat this. Get him on your show. Wake up, people. It's happening in our state. Your call, but what are we going to do? Thank you. All right? I appreciate that. Listen, here's what I'd say. The day I've lost the fire in the belly is a day Todd Mitchell will take to the microphone and say, Scott Hannon is no longer part of what's on your mind.
There you go.
That's the day you'll know that I've lost the fire in the belly. Either that or they're lowering me into the ground somewhere. So,
well, then you're still not part of the...
Well, either one would be true,
so
but if...
Let's say you went. Do we play 90 days of clips of you then? Or how does that work?
I don't know.
I gotta be ready.
How do we think that's working, by the way? Rush Legacy.
He said so much that was true before it even happened, so I think we got more than 90 days of material there.
There's no doubt about it. There's nobody on earth that has met a match in the radio talk show world like Rush Limbaugh. And I'm sure that if they get 90 days out of that for Rush, maybe you could get 9 days out of that for me. Because
if
very
we can
often,
play Paul Harvey from 1965 and it still sounds like he's ahead of his time.
See? You're exactly right. We could do a Paul Harvey moment, you know, every week. In fact, Kevin Cramer.
I think we should play
thing.
That every week.
The Talk Radio Town Hall, we've been doing with Kevin Cramer since he was a member of the House for an hour every week. It used to be Wednesdays when he was a House member, now it's Fridays. Every week Kevin Cramer comes on for an hour. I bet if we took 8 out of those 10 shows, some of the very same battles would be the same today. I would say the same thing about what we talk about here on the program. There's no doubt nothing new under the sun. Here's my question. I already find myself being a little creeped out by hearing Rush, knowing Rush is no longer among us. Now, that doesn't pertain to Paul Harvey, and it doesn't pertain to Fulton Sheen. Remember, we do these Fulton Friday things occasionally. But why does it creep me out now? Maybe I'm weird. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be creeped out. I do marvel at Rush's genius, honestly, and how much of what he has said previously fits the times today. But I don't know. I don't know. I've heard other people say, look, I want to talk about what's happening right now. Well, and many times he is, but yet it is sort of past. So I don't know. That's a good question. Anyway, that answers the fire in the belly thing, and I wouldn't mind taking your temperature on what you think about Rush and the Rush legacy stuff. The Agenda 21 thing and Tom DeWeiss has a new book. We'll get him on the show. I'm happy, so you know, to take your suggestions on guests, on authors, on topics. The show is called What's on Your Mind for a reason. It means you're first, you're foremost. And when the phone rings and the texts come in, we read everyone we can get to. We grab every call we can get to. Okay? And that's why we do things like today to say, hey, we haven't gotten to as many as we like. It's only Tuesday. But tell me what's on your mind. Line one, caller one right now is ready to go. I just see a yellow blank. I don't see a name. I don't see a topic yet. So I'm waiting for Daniel to tell me who is in my ear, but I know they're starting to come in right now. Daniel, you tell me who's on line one, tell me where they're from, and tell me what they want to talk about. That's what we do on the show. Same thing with the text. So your suggestions on guests are appreciated. And I think we're worried about, just as much as you're worried about these issues, in fact, Isaiah McGee, never heard of him before, find out he's training elementary teachers in Bismarck to be less white. And I want to about throw up in my mouth. But we, you know, we do what we need to do here on the program to get to the bottom of it. We've asked the Bismarck superintendent to explain this, to defend this. He's under his desk and won't come on the radio. And the only thing they told us in response to this, well, the elementary schools could opt out of the training if they wanted. And only one did. And two took the thing. I can't even make this up. Peter in Fargo wants to talk about an economic payment plan. Peter, what's on your mind?
Actually, it's the letter from the Department of Treasury on the second economic impact payment, as they write it. We've just been notified we'll be getting $1,200 in the future, and that's for married. My understanding was that if you were under $150,000 gross, which we are, the economic impact payment would be full for married people. And the strange thing is we have family in Billings, Montana, and they got the same letter yesterday. She lost her husband, so she's based on last year, she'd be married, but they know that he's passed on. And she's getting $600 as well, and she called and thought it was supposed to be $1,400 per individual, $2,800 for a married couple. And my letter,
what did the letter tell you about that, Peter?
It says $1,200, and it's based on our 2019 federal income. And that's nowhere close to what we've learned from, you know.
All right, hang on, Peter. Yeah. Hang on. I got a suggestion for you on how to get to the bottom of getting what you're due. Second question, do you need this? Do we need this? Want to talk about that when we come back? Don't go away.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair monster power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton. Hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow today. Mike Lindell is going to join us on the After the Show show. It's a Leftovers podcast. Find it on our social media and websites. He's going to give us an update on a couple things related to things that have been in the news of late. One, the mother of all lawsuits. Alan Dershowitz is on his team now. He is actually suing over free speech rights. I love this. And he's working on a new social media platform, and he's trying to save the country and election integrity. Other than that, he's selling pillows, robes, and now slippers. Todd, you've seen these. Slip-ons,
yes.
And moccasins. You've ordered your pair. I've ordered my pair. Our wives are getting pairs. This is going to be great. What did you think of those when you checked them out?
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to that.
Now, you can go to a big box store, the kind that kicked Mike out of there, and say, oh, you can't sell your pillows here because you care about the country. And you can buy, I don't know, $30, $40 pair of slippers, and they'll be ratty in 6 weeks.
Yes.
Now, Mike reverse engineers everything. It's like they've been selling pillows since, or, you know, pillows and robes and sheets and towels since the beginning of time. He reverse engineers them so you're getting a better product, and he backs it up with the warranty. 10-year warranty on the pillows, an amazing thing. 60-day money-back guarantee. Anything you buy you don't like, it isn't what it's advertised, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't put a 10-year warranty on things or a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't have a quality product.
And on they have slippers? I mean, I dare you to find that on any slipper.
Black, gray, there's a taupe, and then for the ladies in the moccasins, pink. I kid you not, okay? Check them out at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Blow the doors out on slippers. They're great gifts. Or just buy a gift card or his book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Every penny of that book goes to the Lindell Recovery Network and the election battle. They split it between those two. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Okay, back with Peter, and Peter's got a letter. Who signed the letter, by the way? Did Joe Biden sign that letter?
There's no signature on it. It's a notice.
Very interesting.
Thing. It looks very official, but that date is telltale.
Now, the date is interesting because the date is even before last time I checked, today's date is March the 16th, and the letter you said is dated March 19th?
March 19th, and it came in the mail yesterday.
Yeah, a little weird. Now, this will be the third payment you've received from the government for COVID relief, correct?
Yeah, the first two that we received were by check.
And it was Trump?
And it was Trump.
This is the Biden administration. They're saying you're getting a debit card.
In dark letters below the barcode, it says your second economic impact payment is what it's regarding, apparently. What you need to know, the U.S. Department of Treasury issued you a second economic impact payment, EIP-2, as provided by the COVID related Tax Relief Act of 2020. Isn't that the old one?
Yeah, that's the old one. So it's almost like, I don't know, I'm a little bit suspicious. So here's what I'm going to suggest you do. If you would send me a screenshot of that, I will send it immediately to the offices of Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong. First one to answer will give a gold star. So just listen to the program. If I don't get an answer by the end of the show, I'll text you and suggest that you call one of their numbers just to make sure this is legit, first of all, okay, before you do anything. And then we'll find out, you know, what's going on here. Now, next question. Do you feel like you need this, Peter, that this is truly COVID relief?
Actually, we don't. And the only reason I'd be interested in it is if somebody's saying that we're Republicans and we only deserve a portion of it, I'd like to find that out. I guess if they're going to give it away, we're going to have to pay for it. So
yeah, I mean, and there is yeah, that. I mean, yeah. If you rejected it and sent it back to the Treasury, they'd find another way to spend it. That isn't necessarily the best use of it. But I'm amazed how quickly we sort of just say, yeah, okay, I'll put the mask on because they told me to put the mask on. I'll close my business down because they closed. And by the way, give me cash. And you're honest enough to say, I don't need this as COVID relief. It's coming to everybody. It's clearly helping the economy because even the anticipation of the checks is sending the stock market soaring today, which I kind of don't understand. But I am amazed that we are okay taking money that is going to be on our kids, our grandkids, and our great-grandkids. It's just unbelievable. And to the extent we at least say that out loud, I think that's a good thing. But text me that photo of this, and I will immediately send it to Senator Hoeven, Senator Kramer, and Congressman Armstrong. Okay, Peter?
I need your text number as well.
Okay, it's 701-367-2054.
Thank you very much. It's on its way.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate the call. Henry Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Henry.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Two things. First off, as soon as I hang up,
thank you. Better dump that, Daniel and Todd. Yeah, thank you. We can't say SHIT on the radio, so you've got to clean that up, otherwise we've got to dump it. Henry, tell me what else you're calling about besides doing the nice thing of buying slippers from Mike Lindell.
Well, apologize about the S word. I'm just frustrated. I'm just tired of hearing it. All these congressmen and senators come on, and they're North Dakota ones, and we hear them talk about how bad it is when they did nothing. They came up with, there was no proof. They all could have contacted Mike Lindell. They come on your show, and they commiserate how bad it is. We're going to get all this stuff jammed down our throat, and they've done nothing. I'm just tired of hearing them because we knew this is exactly what was going to happen. I mean, this morning I heard, and I forget her name, she was killed, the one that was supposed to have been shot 10 times on her bed, remember, that was running the stash house, and the boyfriend shot through the door and killed a cop. I think he killed the cop, shot through the door. He got no charges. They dropped all the charges against him. That could be either a wounded cop or a dead cop's family there, and he got no charges. These are all felons. Everything is going the wrong direction, and nobody's doing anything to fix it.
Well, I don't leave it up to anybody to fix things for me, number one. So I understand your frustration, but these people work for us. Now, they take an oath to a Constitution, and as it relates to the vote on January 6th, even though we can cite things in the Constitution, we say, why didn't you use that, why didn't you use that, why didn't you use that, they interpreted it differently and believed that if they were to do what we asked them to do, we would be no better than them, or at least they would be no better than them, where they twist the Constitution to their own particular likes and wants. I know this about Senator Kevin Kramer. Senator Kevin Kramer sat across the table from Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell, and Mike Flynn was on the phone, and Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, was there, and a number of people who will tell you today they didn't have enough information about how the election was stolen with the election machines, the voting machines and everything else that day that happened, which I believe was January 4th, okay? They have more information now, and Kevin Kramer has two lawyers, he's told us, two lawyers vetting every case that has come before the Supreme Court and other courts. I think they're listening. Senator Hoeven says, well, even Donald Trump says the election's over, so why do you expect me not to say the election's over? So they all answer in a different way. Kelly Armstrong won't come on the show because he's butthurt over something. I don't know what, but I've told him I'm happy to apologize if you tell me what I'm apologizing for, because I just want you to have the vehicle to talk with five radio stations that cover every corner of North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota that answer these things. So if you want to be angry at anybody, I'd say be angry at Kelly, who won't even address this, but John Hoeven and Kevin Kramer have. I'm frustrated, too. I want it to happen sooner than it has, but all we can do is keep asking the question and keep it in the forefront of everybody's mind. Thanks, Henry. More coming up from Jamestown.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. Then they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you that includes attorney fees. You're talking about less than $4,000. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We're a very economically depressed community. We can barely afford to take care of the people that we have here in our community now. And as of the second, Border Patrol advised us they're basically going to drop people off here and do sort of like this, and they're your problem.
Gila Bend, Arizona Mayor Chris Riggs on Fox is perturbed. The Biden administration's plan for immigrants at the southwest border is to just drop them off and let local jurisdictions handle their care. After more than 50 days in office, President Biden has yet to hold a news conference taking questions from reporters. It is the longest period a new president has gone without meeting the press in more than 100 years. The attorney for Derek Chauvin, the former police officer of Minneapolis charged with the death of George Floyd, has requested for a delay and a relocation of the trial, pointing to concerns about the impact of the settlement the city had reached with the Floyd family. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
We're back at 1 second live. We're live in Jamestown today at Sabir's Buffalo Grill. This is a crown jewel here in downtown Jamestown. It is so nice. Now, they're not open today for breakfast, but they did, I don't know who made these wonderful donuts and muffins, but our breakfast is like for kings here. It's really, really good. I heard a guy named Hugo might have whipped them up. I don't know. But there is, I'm pleased to say that I knew Hugo Magnuson, and I put him on the radio for his 100th birthday. Legendary grocer, former mayor of Grand Forks, and stores now that have sprouted out over places like Jamestown and other places as well. So thank you, Hugo, for slaving over the muffins and the donuts that we're serving up to our group here today. I bribed them to come talk about the farm land that they each toil over and talk a little bit about things that are happening, because as anybody that's listened to this program for any time knows, I'm thirsty for more conversations about what's happening on your farm and your ranch. And if you text me at least once a month, I'm going to take this new Pucklage truck I have and I'm going to head on out there. And if it's a Ford family, we'll race. And, you can take your Raptor against my trail boss, and we'll have a little fun. If you're already a Chevy family, I'm going to suggest maybe you think about ordering up a 2021. I have a 2020. I haven't arrived quite at a 2021 yet, but I have a 2020 Chevy trail boss, and it's so fun, I can't even begin to tell you. So we'll be having a little fun in that, too, as we go. It is a Wednesday wheels kind of day, speaking of our friends at Pucklage. And guess what? They have a Pucklage store in Bismarck. They have a Pucklage store in Valley City. It's sort of like Ponder Pool, whatever you're better equipped for. The GMC, the Buick, the Chevy store in Valley City, and, of course, the Chevy store in Bismarck as well. So we'll be as we go today, telling you a little bit more about Wednesday Wheels Day from our friends at Pucklage. Okay? All right. And some of your texts and radio graffiti we're going to continue with throughout the program here. So keep the text coming, keep the calls coming, and this is an open call for farmers and ranchers to call, too. We have some folks joining us here as well at the Buffalo Grill, but if you have a question or comment, here's my big question. Is it time to worry about how dry it is? I've had two schools of thought on this. Some people say, look, we worry about it being dry every year, and it's either going to be too wet or too dry. We know that. Rarely is it perfect. So tell us something else we don't know. That's one school of thought. The other is, no, there's something different here. This This winter was super dry. Already the snow is gone for the most part, and it's drier than normal. So I do want to learn a little bit about that and what you're looking at, what you do, and how you decide what crops you do. I mean, is it based on what I'm going to get the best safety net from on the crop insurance? Am I picking out my seed a little different? Deciding what I plant, all of those questions. Dennis Haugen is with us. We're going to start with a chat with Dennis and some other folks here. Dennis is a farmer in Hanford. We've actually broadcast from Dennis's shop before. And he has the General Grain Mobile Services there in Karnak, North Dakota. They do certified seed cleaning on location. They do grain salvage. They do market grain upgrading. And they talk farming, as Dennis is going to do today for me. How are you, Dennis?
I'm good. Good to see you again, Scott.
Good to see you. How you been?
Good.
Wonderful. So, first questions first. Are you worried about how dry it is?
Well, let's back up a year.
Okay.
You know, a year ago today, we were looking at, you know, water everywhere, the record rainfall for the prior last 2 years. You know, last year we had 3 million acres of prevent plant in eastern North Dakota. You know, massive. You know, so low prices, you know, ample grain supplies, all that stuff was just making for a pretty dim outlook on the crop year for 2020. You know, so you know, we got through it, and with a record number of PP acres, and you know, all of a sudden we get to the end of harvest last year, you know, and you know, we harvested what we could, and grain prices were going up, and you thought, you know, things are looking all right. Well, you know, come November, China whipped out their checkbook and bought one-third of our ending soybean stocks for the U.S. in 30 days. Who's seen that coming?
Nobody, other than I did say what goes down must come up at some point during that whole debate, because you remember we had the Farmers Union and a few others acting as if the sky was falling because of soybean prices, and I don't hear much anymore.
Well, I mean, a year ago at this time, we were talking soybean prices with a 7 in front of them. Now we're seeing new crop prices at $12.
Yep.
You know, major turnaround, and, you know, there was just, you know, nobody really seen that coming. You know, now, fast forward to now, you know, we've been on a dry cycle that started last summer, but you know what? We're going to, at least at my place anyway, we're going to just about farm every acre that we normally do, which has been many years since we've been able to do that.
Wow.
We've also got...
That sounds like there's an upside to the dry. At least it's not wet. If you have to pick between dry, too much rain, too much moisture versus... not enough?
I'd rather farm on the dry side.
You would?
You know,
and pray for rain.
Well,
the right time.
I mean, with all the wet, you've got, you know, prevent plant acres, dealing with the mud, disease problems is huge. You get on the dry side, you know, you're not dealing with all these disease problems, and you know, you're getting all your acres put in, and you know, we'll get timely rains. I mean, it's not like the, you know, it's never going to rain again. As I just told you before we went on there, you got to remember it always rains after a drought, right?
And there's an edge to every cloud.
Right.
There's an edge to every cloud. So, yeah, I totally get what you're saying. No doubt about it. So I'm kind of curious because I do hear some, you know, consternation that it is as bad as we've ever seen it. We're coming into this, you know, planting season. Drier than we've been in a long time. Would you share that?
Well, Northwest Quadrant of North Dakota is, and Western North Dakota, I mean, they are dry out there.
Already looks like a dust bowl.
It's pretty serious stuff out there.
Yeah.
But in my backyard, which that's what I'm going to talk about.
Hanford.
You know, we had moisture left over from last year. We've got good subsoil. We've got a good profile. You know, we'll get our crops planted. We'll get all our prevent plant acres put in that we had last year and move forward.
Yeah, you're a guy nodding his head over here across from us. Marvin Schultz is a retired farmer, former county commissioner in from Edgley.
Yep.
What county were you a county commissioner in again?
Lamore County.
Lamore County. All right. Why am I not hearing our friend Richard here? Hang on one second. I don't know why that is. Are you in? Oh, that's my bad. Yeah, I know that'll surprise somebody. But you can hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All right, I'm going to switch this around a little bit, see if we can hear Richard. So where were you county commissioner again, Richard?
Marvin.
I still don't hear him. Why don't I hear you?
Lamore County.
Lamore County. I'm hearing you from the other microphone. I don't know why here. But that's three. That's two. Let's follow this and find out where he is. We might have to do the handheld here. I don't know why I'm not hearing you, because you are in... I know why now. Here, hang on one second here. Hang on one second here. There's too many new knobs on this thing for me to keep track of. Now try, Richard. Now try.
Marvin.
Marvin Schultz.
Yep.
Richard Schlosser's over here.
Yep.
And Marvin, I'm going to come back to you. You were nodding your head when Dennis was talking.
Yes.
And first of all, I didn't remember what county. Lemoore County?
Lemoore County.
You're Lemoore County County Commissioner, retired farmer.
I was a Lemoore County Commissioner. I'm off of that now, but I was, yes.
So let's talk about the dry thing.
Okay.
And Dennis told us also off the air that somebody you watched, former National Weather Service meteorologist from Grand Forks.
Mark Ewens.
Mark Ewens, good guy. Know Mark and know his stuff well. He says we are officially in a drought. Is that right?
Yep. He's a long-range guy. That's what he's retired, and he does his thing with long-range weather forecasts.
And he says a drought.
Yes.
We're in a drought right now. So what do you make of that, Marvin?
I would say yes, we're in a drought, but I would say in our area probably moderate. I've seen it a lot worse in the past, but like Dennis said. This spring, I think we can go through everything. There's ample subsoil, I think, right now, and if we get some timely rains down there, we'll be in good shape. I've seen it a lot worse as far as drought. When you go way back when to 88, I mean, that was something else. But right now, I think the farmers in our neck of the woods are kind of optimistic about the coming year. I mean, the commodity prices are pretty decent, you know, when you talk $12-$13 beans and $5 corn, I think farmers are ready to go. And we'll get those timely rains. We always have.
See, that's confidence unlike anything I've seen. And help me understand the risk. The risk you're laying out, you're relying on, we'll get the timely rains. We've seen this before, but you're betting a lot on that, right?
Yes, I am. The risk, yes, there's always risk in farming, no doubt about that. I mean, you've got to get the rains, and the market's got to hold steady, and hopefully that'll happen. And, of course, you got to get the yields to go along with that. But as far as the risk, that's the game we play when we're in farming and ranching. I mean, game you got to play. I think most farmers down there are optimistic or they wouldn't be around anymore. That's the way I feel about it. With all the government payments that they've been getting, the COVID relief and this and that, it's put money in a lot of pockets of the farmers and ranchers down there that they really did need. That there's no doubt about that, because the prices weren't that good prior, and now they've come up. So one main concern, I think, of a lot of people down there is the property taxes. And with property taxes, of course, comes... You know, how are we going to afford this and this and that? It'll work out.
If you have a question or comment for these guys or want to add anything, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I've done an informal kind of a poll, just taking the temperature of implement dealers. And they're coming off a very good year. And that tells me that things aren't all bad. And I think that's where you get the government checks translating into, you know, okay, I got a backstop here so I can get the new combine, I can get the new tractor, and obviously there's a ripple effect to that, but it suggests things aren't terrible.
That's right. And I think I have seen in our area there's a lot more used equipment being bought and newer equipment being bought than there was in the past, and I think that relates to the fact that farmers have a little more money in their pocket right now because of these payments they were getting.
Now, we're going to talk after the break here with Richard and Mary Schlosser. They have a farm by Lemoore, and they are farming with their sons. So I'm curious about how that conversation goes. And we'll do that after the break here on What's on Your Mind. But, you know, again, that risk, that stress, it all adds up. They're feeding the world, so we got to care about these guys. But it is, it's not for the faint of heart. And that's what I don't think people really understand at all. It's not for the faint of heart at all. Quick break. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, where they're serving up some home cooking as always. And that includes, are you ready for it? How about this today? Valley City, a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie, meatball dinner in Harwood, macaroni and beef hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. More coming up.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size fong-fong, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays. At a PetroServe USA near you, plus three Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What do I need to know about a Hot Springs Spa?
That you need one. And 2021 is the year to get one, and we will, unlike many dealers, have them in stock. So you might have to wait a little bit, but they're coming. It's one of those things you will not regret.
Wellness is the key word.
Wellness is.
Folks, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks, tell them Scott sent you.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On What's On Your Mind, live from Jamestown today. We're at Sabir's Buffalo Grill today, talking with farmers and learning a little bit about what we expect this spring. And I'm liking the optimism I'm hearing at the table. We're going to see if that continues here. Richard and Mary Schlosser farm in Lamoure County with their sons. They are from Edgeley, North Dakota. Richard, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you taking a little time to chat with us here today on the program.
Thank you.
So, same question. How dry is it?
It's dry, and we're finding some moisture, but, you know, given the fact that we got about half our farm planted last year due to the excess moisture, We did plant a lot of cover crop. Hopefully, and then my son did go out and check some of the fields. Hopefully, we did save some of the moisture over the summer, and not a lot growing on there. We did plant a lot of rye and some barley for cover crop. And as some of the folks talked about before, the wind erosion sort of avoid that. And still to kind of hold the soil together and get something growing on there. Last spring, ironically, we worried about too much moisture. So one of the reasons we planted a cover crop was to take up some of this moisture. But like Marv said, hopefully this year we'll get through a lot of ground. We farm in probably some of the toughest ground in North Dakota in the Prairie Pothole region, and when it's wet, you really got problems.
So. Are there any potholes left early here?
The big ones, but other than that, we're probably recovering a lot of ground that we've left for, 4 or 5 years. And
do you make planning decisions based on, hey, my hunch is it's going to be pretty dry, and I better get ones that are going to give us the best bang for the buck on crop insurance?
We make planning decisions, and I'm in the process of retiring. That's a process.
Yeah.
My son is taking over, but my outlook and my decision making is probably a little bit different than my son's. And I look at rotation. I look at avoiding weed problems, disease problems, and those types of things. And obviously, the economics figure into it too. So, yes and yes.
Yeah. Is it? I mean, do you worry about handing the farm to your sons, or do you let them worry about that?
I wouldn't be a farmer if I wasn't worried, Scott. I mean, you talked about the two scenarios at the outset here about, should we worry? Are we overly optimistic or pessimist? And I think farmers in general, we wouldn't be farming if we weren't worried. But tomorrow we get out of bed and we're the eternal optimist. Yeah. And I think that's sort of the dichotomy that we face every day, because tomorrow changes. Tomorrow is a new day. And I would say, and my son is the same way. He has a very good job, and I keep telling him why things are going now. I think you should keep that job for now, and Mom and I will help you, get through the farming here. So we worry, but we're also eternal optimists.
That's interesting. What choices do you have now that reduces that worry a little bit? I know we were just talking off the air that you're looking at a couple of leases being proposed for your land from wind farms, and those are leases that pay regardless of whether it's wet or whether it's dry. Is that new? Do you see that as a way to sort of extend the time that it makes sense for you to hand this off to your sons?
Yeah, I guess. For me personally, and Mary and I personally, we're probably not looking at this as something that we're going to be benefiting from. But I think in the long haul, looking at this long term, our son, his family, some of the folks we rent the land from, they're interested in it. But we also want to do this responsibly. And I think this deals with setbacks. We can talk to Tammy here a little bit later on, or some folks from some of the wind development companies. What are the setbacks with regard to ensuring some safety for our neighbors? Because we farm in an area where farms are still pretty close together.
And Dennis, I think you'd agree with that. You and I have talked before. We actually were at Dennis's farm talking about just getting underneath these things and trying to find out a little bit. I mean, there's nobody that doesn't make the same case that Richard is, right?
Well, there's always a lot of chatter about setbacks, I guess, but a lot of the, a lot of the talk that goes on, negativity with wind, is unfounded. We need setbacks. Obviously, you don't want one in your exactly right in your backyard or your farm.
But if you're developing wind, coal, oil, gas, everybody wants it responsibly done. Nobody says, I don't, just put it up. Give me the check, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, look what they've done with oil drilling. They have energy corridors now. They do mega pads so they can consolidate, right? I mean, every day, that's what I love about North Dakota. You find a way to innovate, and do it a little bit more responsibly.
Well,
I think the challenge is, to Richard's point, some people use it as a blunt force instrument to not have development.
But you got to remember now in North Dakota here, you know, I mean, back when I was a kid, there was a farm in every section. Well, now we've got a farm on maybe every five sections. You know, I mean, it's a lot more, I shouldn't say the word desolate, but it is. It's, you know, we don't have the wind tower issue of setbacks aren't as serious when you don't have as many active farmsteads around.
We'll continue this conversation. We're going to take a little break here, and we're going to come back. All of these guests will remain. We have another we haven't gotten in yet. Looking forward to this conversation. And is it dry? Is it wet? Is it just come with the turf? I love these conversations. We are trying to do at least one of these a month over the next 12 months. Farms, ranches, and if you invite us, if you send me a text and say you're invited, then I might just show up. 701-367-2054. I'll bring the beef, too. Just saying. 701-367-2054. More coming up in What's in Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.